fun fact, Loving is a Canadian trio band from, from Victoria and Toronto. I think members are from different places, but nonetheless, they're still all Canadian, which is cool and awesome and always fun to support your local Canadian artists and bands and music groups and venues and all of the above. Speaking of really cool music artists and venues and Canadian local artists, this past week I went and saw Jordell, Bad Money, and Bloodroot at the Biltmore Cabaret, which was really cool. I really loved the venue. They had super cool pinball machines and really cool wallpaper with these awesome, like, velveted, I don't know, seating areas all over the place, which really, really, really set the vibe. With the stage just kind of like right in the middle, a really awesome dance floor with a cool bar. So overall, definitely check out the Biltmore Cabaret if you're interested in going to seeing any local shows. I mean, it's just a really cool venue. Like, I feel like seeing anything there just would be kind of fun to go to, and like, it's really easy to transit there, and it was just all around a great experience. The bands themselves, Jordell, Bad Money, and Bloodroot, were all really cool. Seeing them live, I really loved how Jordell's vocals and band kind of jive together. I don't know, played together. They just really had a really good mix going on. I was like, wow. And they really all just really were like giving it their all and like just really showing us good music, and I was really, really, really loved it. It was so cool. Bad Money was also really awesome. Their drummer especially just absolutely killed it the whole time. I was just in awe of the skill set of these three guys. It was really fun. I love listening to live music and live performances, especially from local bands, which is really cool. So definitely check out venues such as the Biltmore Cabaret for up-and-coming shows, up-and-coming, I don't know, local musicians coming into town. I feel like comedians probably also go there, and like just other live performances, which is really cool and always fun to go support and check out and enjoy with your friends. So yeah, let's listen to some of the music that I got to hear. Bad Money came out with this new single called Black Widow, which I've really been enjoying, and since I've heard it live at the Biltmore Cabaret. So let's all give it a nice, fun listen. Here is Black Widow by Bad Money. Please enjoy!
Yeah, I know she's one. 掉理智了个松百回。
Welcome back. That was just... Oh, this is CJSF 90.1 FM Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. This is 90.1 FM, and you are listening to Raccoon City, hosted by me, Katie. That was just... What was it called? Daydream on a Sofa by Solfa. And yes, it was in Mandarin. I don't know. I've just been really in the mood for... I'm always in the mood for songs in different languages. Just because... I don't know. Especially Mandarin. I feel like because I've heard it a lot, it just feels... I don't know. It feels cool. And I like their style of music. Like, it's just very, like... This is kind of like Mandarin pop music, but... I don't know. It's just kind of different from our pop music. Probably because it's in another language, but... I don't know. I really like it. And their instrumentals are really cool. Like, they blend really well. And it's just very, like... I don't know, it gives me a good feeling. So that was Solfa. If you guys are interested in looking up some Mandarin pop music, check out Solfa. They've got some cool songs. That was just Daydream on a Sofa. If anyone wants to go check that out. They're really good. They're really cool. Love them. Anyway, now it's time to play some top picks from this week. Yeah, I'm going to play more Daniel Caesar. Yeah, I might play some Ravina and, I don't know, maybe a little bit of Melanie Martinez. We'll see. I don't know what I'm feeling right now, but I definitely know that I want to play Daniel Caesar right now. So I'm going to do that. And he's so good. Once again, check out his album, Never Enough. And you know what? Just to back up my point a little bit further, here is Vincent Van Gogh by Daniel Caesar. Please enjoy.
Funny, but if you study furthermore, I would argue that the more they tell you that they hate you, the more they actually love you. The more real estate you occupy within their mind. I know it's confusing and contradictory.
And welcome back. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, and that was just Milk of the Siren by Melanie Martinez on her album Portals. Oh, the deluxe version. The deluxe version of Portals, which rocks, by the way. Everybody should go check out the deluxe album of Portals by Melanie Martinez. I know her first album was more popular, Crybaby, but this one is so good. Like, she talks about so many, like, amazing concepts and, like, ideas towards, like, just, like, embracing the feminine lifestyle and, like, point of view and, like, just, like, and really focusing on uplifting and, like, learning and growing and, like, evolving and changing and, like, just, like, freeing yourself from this, you know, kind of mindset that our society has. And it's really interesting. So definitely check out Portals and the deluxe version of Portals by Melanie Martinez whenever you'd like. But it is now time for me to say goodbye. Aw, that's okay. I'll be back next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1. And I am so excited to see you all there again. We'll have a great time. It'll be fun. It'll be awesome. And you can catch me next week, Tuesday, 12 to 1, 90.1 FM or cjsf.ca. Either one works. And to close out the show, here is If Only. Oh, yeah. Anyway, see ya next Tuesday, 12 to 1. Here is If Only by Ravina. Have an amazing week, everybody. Enjoy the sunshine. Love, happiness, peace, love. Here's If Only by Ravina. Bye, everybody.
and welcome.